This episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast was brought to you by TrueBrow. Hello and welcome to the Beauty Industry Podcast, your online support community for the professional beauty industry. I am your host, founding director of Beauty Industry, Tamara Reid. Here we are closing the competitive gap and speaking your language. This is a platform created and dedicated to the professional beauty industry, valuing community over competition. We serve to help connect you with inspiration from industry experts, expand your knowledge through educational pieces, and bring you the latest in product and technology innovation. This is Beauty Industry. Fads and trends continuously come at us as therapists, and I'll admit, it's hard not to get sidetracked by them. But not Elle. Elle sticks with her intention to harness the natural brow at all times through her business, TrueBrow. Today we explore whether it's innate for us as therapists to be creative, or whether a skill can be taught to somebody who simply has a great attitude and outlook on life, which I'll be interested to hear your thoughts on. Elle dives into the exploration that women need a frame to shape their face, but two, that it shouldn't overcompensate the face, rather just enhance it. We also touch on the pain point that many of us have in seeing the underqualified treat and the schools in which they train to tick and flick when it comes to passing, all for the nature of getting a certificate at the end. Will the bold brow last, or the pencil-thin brow make its return? Here is Elle Wilson from TrueBrow and I for Beauty Industry. Elle, welcome back to the Beauty Industry Podcast.
Thanks, Tamara. Great to be here as usual. Loads of fun.
Yes, so much fun. And now, if people don't know you, you are the eyebrow guru that I have titled you to be. And specifically your niche, if I can call it that, is the natural brow. And we have chatted about the spiritual, the business, the feminine, all of the things, but I want to take it back to the craft today, because that's what our industry is, right? We're therapists, we perform a craft. And I would love to start there with you. What is the natural brow that you talk about and that you are so well known for?
It's true, isn't it? There's that we've spoken about so many things. And I think that, you know, when thank you for sharing your thoughts about me being the natural brow guru. I kind of find that a bit sweet. And I think with TrueBrow, you know, what I can really say about it is that it was a gift that I was, you know, in a window of time, I was just available for this system to come in. And it has been perfected over, it was perfected first over 11-year period. And it's the world's first original natural brow system from start to finish. So I always say to everyone that comes to TrueBrow, you're never going to have to do another brow course ever when you come to TrueBrow, because we're mastery-based education. We're not certificate-based. You know, like in the beauty industry, we know what it's like to just get certificate after certificate. Sometimes I'd get a certificate after, you know, someone sat with me with a machine for 3 hours and all of a sudden I was an expert and I could put a certificate on my wall. I never did. You know, I never had natural brow specialist certificate on my wall because I was one that created the system, but I was booked out. I had a waiting list. I had the lowest cancellation rates of, you know, a career that spanned over 20 years. And it was extraordinary, you know, because we're talking about a craft that's mastery-based education. So that's a real shift for the industry, because the industry is, we're so taught from the time that we leave our diplomas or our certifications that certificates can be gotten very quickly.
Mm.
I've actually had people that haven't come on board because I don't give them a certificate. I give them their status as they start to improve inside of the TrueBrow directory, which to me is wholesome You know, it's kind of honourable. It's good because then the consumer can go there and she can say, right, this person is at that level, this person's at that level, rather than people getting a certificate. They think they're great, then they stop their education. And then how are we taking care of the consumer? So for me, with the craft of TrueBrow, and I love the way you called it that, because, in fact, I actually wrote that word today when I shared it. Isn't that amazing? Ah. Great minds think alike. And I don't normally use that word, but I used it today because it is a craft. It's something that is quite magical because, you know, I've had beauty therapists that have come on board, have been beauty therapists for 17 years that haven't been able to get out of the portal all night long, literally, haven't been able to step away from reading because they can't believe what they're learning. So until you come into TrueBrow, I mean, and understand that it's the world's first system for world-class design of a natural brow, that's it. You know, I don't even want to go into restoration. That's secondary. The first thing is the design. What's going to make a woman have an instant facelift without looking like she's, you know, like her brows are so highly arched and angled that she looks strange? Like, what's going to give her an instant eye lift but still give her that elegant, open, really beautiful appearance? What's going to change a woman that looks kind of almost like she's not complete? She, you know, she just hasn't fully presented herself in an instant. It's design. It's like a beautiful Coco Chanel little black dress. You know, it's the same thing. So we take that, and that's what was given to me, basically, which I didn't exploit that. I could have a million times over, and people try to, and some people still try to, but I didn't exploit this system because it was pure. And I knew that because I knew where it came from. So I kept listening, refining the craft, refining it, listening, taking out the wrong hair and going, oh, okay, that's what that's like to take out the wrong hair and coming back. And it was extraordinary. I, you know, if you had said to me 30 years ago, that's what you're going to do, I'd go, what? You know, you're kidding me. But it was almost like it was there was no choice. I just never wanted to do it. I never looked to do it. It didn't come from thinking. It didn't come from my mind. It was delivered to me, basically. And I just said yes. And I kept saying yes, yes, yes for 11 years. And the day came when I knew I was going to, I was ready to train in it. I'd proven this system that it worked. So that's the natural brow. It's not a fashion statement. You know, we don't go changing the natural brow because some model on in a photo shoot has got this thin brow, or has got a brow that's big and thick, or she's got a brow that's, you know, poking up and doing weird things. We don't go changing our beauty. Like, it's not a dress. Your brows are not a dress. They're not a suit. They're not a pair of pants, right? That's your brow. You know, where's the dignity of your for your brow? It's so powerful. So I love the natural brow. I think I've seen around the world, the changes that I've seen on women's faces instantly, you know, when their natural brow has been designed according to world-class principles, something that's deeply refined. You can't beat that.
And
so that's what TrueBrow is, really.
Yes, and you touched on trends there. And I think it's an interesting conversation to have because we have seen the likes of the really thin pencil 90s brow, the bold brows you mentioned. Now we've got like the big fluffy brows are on trends. It's easy for our industry to get quite sidetracked. I often refer to our industry as like Dory from Nemo, you know, oh, what's this? It's shiny. Oh, what's this? It's shiny, you know, and it's easy because it's so exciting, especially when we go to trade shows and there's all of the things there. I'm wondering how you stay focused and aligned to the natural brow and not get sidetracked by all of these trends.
Because we have everything. TrueBrow does it all. It doesn't need a trend. It doesn't need to fill a gap. You don't need a gap that needs filling. So, you know, over the years, it's been extraordinary to have women that I've now educators, you know, been with us for many, many years. So many hundreds of our girls have been with us for over 10 years. And they're still training, they're still in there, or they're training others. But the point is that it's the woman that is important. You know, when we are distracted by the, you know, shiny objects and the next little thing, what are we really saying to our clients?
Mm.
So it's an honor for me to be around women that can see the difference between filling a gap and the real thing. And that's what they want for their businesses, because they want to give their clients the absolute best. And there are, you know, we're not all the same. You cannot say everyone is a TrueBrow fit, a fit for TrueBrow. The person, the woman that's a fit for TrueBrow, someone that wants to be a wildly in demand natural brow specialist. She wants an outrageous wait list. She wants to be able to charge at some point in her career $195 for a design. That's what I'm working my girls towards right now.
Mm.
And you know, for me, I wouldn't touch a brow for under $250 now to design it. Restore it, I charge $350. Mm. No problem with that, because I can change a brow in the moment. I can completely change it. Can I begin to restore it, create a completely new blueprint for it with the TrueBrow system? Of course I can. So would a woman pay for that? Yes, she will. Because really what a woman actually wants is her natural brow back. And yes, she doesn't want to be shaded in. She doesn't want all those things. But ultimately, at some point, she wants someone to educate her, hold her hand and tell her, we're going to get there. And if we can't, we're going to figure this out together. So again, not every client is a TrueBrow fit. You know, I mean, you've got to know who your ideal clients are. And your ideal clients are, we've discovered over 92% of women that believe they can't have their natural brow back. It's a lie. They can. And so I think that with the trends and the fads, I don't touch them. I don't go near them. It's not like I don't go near them. That's not true. I will try at anything, right? And not to prove it's wrong, but I have to, because I want to have a look and I want to think, I think to myself, what is this? And immediately I know if it's on or off. And you might say, but how? Well, when you've been in the industry 37 years, throwing yourself into natural brows for the last 20, and that's all basically, you do get to know a few things. You are an expert. You are a specialist. And you can't be ashamed of that. You've got to say, you know what, I do know what I'm talking about. So when I look at trends and I look at fads, the first thing I do is, where's the source? Where are they coming from? Most of the time they come from companies that are basically marketing corporations that are marketing to the beauty industry, because the beauty industry is a $1 trillion industry. Yeah. And it's the character of the professional, you know, what do I want my clients to have? And how much am I prepared to put in to make that happen? And, again, they're the women that come to TrueBrow. And they're the ones that I love working with. I love coaching them. I love mentoring them. I love them changing their mindset. I love them changing their lives. But it's mastery-based education. They keep learning, you know. So fads, I don't know. I'm not really a fad person on many levels, to be really honest with you. You know, in any area of my life, I'm not really into fads. So I really love authenticity. I love the real thing. I love something timeless, whether it's fashion, whether it's anything. I'm always looking for that. So, yeah, I'm not really a trend person. So. Yeah. Hasn't been difficult, Tamara, really. It's funny. It hasn't really been difficult to stay away from them. Sure, I've had in my community girls that, you know, ask me and they say, oh, what about this? What about that? We look at it. We explore it. And then we just, you know, come back to what we know. We come back to what we love and what our clients love. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is important that you're looking at the trends, but in the periphery, you know, you're not looking at them with your 2020 focus, I think, because you need to stay like to a level of awareness and you need to be educated on what is happening, because there are clients that will come in with these big fluffy brows or with really pencil thin brows or bladed brows or whatever that looks like. And you need a level of education where you can go, okay, this is how I'm going to get back to the natural brow, because this is how we got so far away from it. But it's great that you're not sinking all of your focus and energy into all of these other sideline things, because I think that that would detract you from the vision as a whole.
Well, you know, I think also too, you know, you can't sort of like, you know, put blinkers on, you know what I mean? Well, I think it's blinkers. You don't want to do that, you know, because if you do that, you're saying, you know, oh, I don't need to look at anything. Well, yes, you do. You know, you're part of the world. We're in the matrix. You know, we're all in it together. and it's always going to tempt us with something, right? But do you think that Coco Chanel's little black dress needed another trend to make it better? Never. This is the same thing with True Brow. It's the same thing. You're looking at that same level of design. You know, do you look at a Ferrari and go, oh, you know, I need to change, you know? No, because foundationally the principles, the design principles are, you know, the real deal. You know, you look at the lines, you understand harmony, you understand, like, you know, the one thing that we take away from a woman's brow is friction. Because if there's any level of friction on a woman's eyebrow, her whole face hardens, her whole face ages. And friction can be caused with so many different things that are so subtle that it's one hair, but it's a misunderstanding. And women, professionals right now, are actually microblading. I don't care what they call it, powder, brows, they can call it tattoo, whatever they want, they can call it. They're actually creating friction on women's faces with this technique. And that is a horror story for a woman's beauty. And I'm totally flawed system, shouldn't exist. Now, I'm going to go as far as to tell you, and I put this out, this is not a, you know, it's not a secret. When I was 25, I had a tattooist that used to work, come in once a month, and she would do lips and eyeliner, not brows, for my clients, some of my older clients. And I loved her, and I was pregnant, and I was insane, really, at that time.
We all are when we're pregnant, don't worry.
It must have been the hormones. And I remember saying to her, I had the most beautiful brows, and I remember saying to her, oh, can you tattoo them? And she looked at me, and she was horrified. She thought, what are you talking about? No, I'm not doing it. I was so persistent. And, you know, she was one of the best. She was trained overseas. And in those days, these women were true specialists. But it just shows you how flawed the system is, and it hasn't changed. I don't care what people are saying. You know, like I'm getting calls, I was saying earlier to you, from overseas. Women are saying to me, I've got to stop this microblading. I've got to stop it, Al. I've got to stop the powder brows. My clients are scarring. They're still, it's fading. Not every person. You know, there's people with oily skin, all kinds of contraindications for microblading and so on. It's not working. So, you know, I had, she did them, I forced her, the poor woman, and I'm still at the effect of that. If I didn't have the system that, you know, I created to work with my own brows, goodness knows where I'd be at right now, because I still have that grey shade. Now I've got the True Brow collection. I know how to restore, rehabilitate my brows. I've been doing it over the years, but it really damaged my beautiful natural brow because I had a very thick, beautiful brow. So it's not the professional, you know, it truly is a technique. You know, there's no guarantees. You can't offer guarantees with a technique like that. Therefore, you stay away from it because it's your face. You can't put a T-shirt on and hide your tattoo if you don't like it. Right.
Yes. Yes.
Like you're basically walking around with it every single day. You're waking up next to your husband. I know women that jump out of bed and put on brow products to hide it from their husbands, you know, because they're ashamed. That's no way to live.
No.
So there, and the point is, you know, when we say, oh, everyone wants it easy and whatever, well, do they? Why have our girls got waiting lists then for 260 women sitting there ready to pay $250, whatever? They don't care. Just fix my natural brow. You know, why are they doing that if that is actually true? So I think the role of the beauty professional really is to do her due diligence. You know, look at True Brow. Don't listen to what other people tell you about True Brow. There are people out there probably saying all kinds of things about True Brow, because that's the industry that we're in. People love sharing their opinions, right, without even knowing the facts. And this is what happens when, and you know, I have to say, sometimes it's a tall poppy syndrome. Someone has something so exceptional that other people want to tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. Give it a go. Go out there, you know, do whatever you want. But for those women that are really looking and they know when they hear the truth, they're not fazed by it. So if you really want to find out what true brow is like and you want to see how many people have been so successful with it, you need to go and ask the girls that are successful. DM them. Say, what is this thing? Come to me. Ask me any question that you want. I'll answer you honestly. But the point is, go and look at it directly without filters, without opinions from other people. There are many people in the beauty industry, especially in Australia, and I'm really sad that I have to say this, that where the tall poppy syndrome is at its most, it's just there, right? They just can't help it. And for me, if someone's successful, it's wonderful. I spend my whole day, every day, apart from my weekends, helping other women be successful in their lives. Why would I tear someone down because they've achieved that? So sadly, there are people that do that. So if someone's saying something about any brand, not just True Brow, but any brand, listen with one ear and listen to the tone, listen to the resonance in their voice, look at them when they're speaking and really ask yourself, you know, I want to, maybe I should ask someone else. You know, maybe I'm going to take this lightly and I'm not going to allow myself to be moved away from something so glorious because someone is saying something about it because they have an opinion. People can have opinions. We don't have to listen to their opinions and take them to heart. So I say do your due diligence with every fad. You know, it's harder to initially to make a decision to stay with something timeless than a fad and a trend because as beauty professionals too, Tamara, the other thing is that we're educators. We're the authority figures. When we actually really discover our true value, we realise that we're the authority figures for the beauty industry. And if people are not going to come to us, they're going to go to Priceline, heaven forbid, or they're going to go to a department store, Maya, David Jones. Someone there is going to be the authority. But if we really go into doing our due diligence, we become the authority. And then, you know, our clients start depending on us for their natural brow because they know we're not going to exploit them. They know we're not trend and fad seekers. They know that we're going to give them the timeless, something beautiful, something that, you know, I think we said it last time when they're in the nursing home, you know, they'll say, I remember that brow girl, you know, oh, you've got such beautiful brows because you did the, you went to the right person, you know, and women are looking for that everywhere. So to me, I just think that do your due diligence. Just because something's at an expo and someone's selling it, where does it come from? Who's selling it to you? The Chinese? No problem. Lots of things come out of China. Do I do anything that comes out? Do I work with products that come out of China? No, I don't. And why? Well, they have, you know, they don't have any, you know, like laws against animal cruelty, number one. So I don't support that. Even if a product comes from anywhere in the world, you know, from Europe, I look at it, I discern, I make decisions, I do my due diligence. You've got to look at the source. Who's telling you that this is the best thing? I think it's really, really important because money's involved. And when money is involved and corporations are involved, you've got to do your due diligence. And a natural brow deserves its day. You know, it deserves to have its day. It deserves a beauty professional that cares enough to, you know, I've got to find out about this because people are depending on me for their beauty. So I think that that's really, really important.
After the break, Elle shares with us how and when it's safe to push boundaries. But first, a word from today's beauty partner, which is none other than True Brow. Community, if you're looking to become the most in-demand brow specialist in your area, if you're wanting to be booked out for weeks or even months in advance, never have to worry about competition and want to offer sought-after service that you can charge more while having clients still come in droves, then look no further than True Brow. If you're a solo salon owner looking to compete and beat with the bigger salon chains, create new, more fulfilling and rewarding career path, or perhaps you're a beauty pro looking to invest in yourself by undergoing training with the best of the best, then True Brow is the best place to learn to create gorgeous natural brows. Visit www.truebrow.com/strategy-session-03 to book a quick call with Elle and start your journey to becoming one of the best brow experts in the world. Or you can swipe up to the show notes and click through to make that booking today. Thank you so much to the team at True Brow for making this episode of the Beauty Industry Podcast possible. And now back to Elle. I reiterate that same message on this podcast probably every second or third episode, in the fact that we as business owners go through such a rigorous process of recruitment and HR and onboarding someone into our business. You know, we, you know, first vet them online, we have the phone conversation with them, we get them into our clinic, we do a trade test, we go to the references, and then finally we land and we make that decision. But when we onboard a product or a brand or a service, we don't do that same due diligence sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I see this in the beauty industry community as well. Hi, what product do you think for XYZ? Or my client's asking about XYZ, you know, machine or range or whatever, what do you think? And then straight away, it's based on that one or two comments that somebody will make their decision up. And I think that it's so wrong, because we're not using the same vetting process that we are for our team members. And I even think this of the likes of coaches and educators and education, you know, like certification and everything, really. We should always be, as you said, doing that due diligence and going and asking the people that are successful. So if somebody's got a machine, going to them, how do you find this? Or if they've got the True Brow, what are your clients saying? How have you worked with Elle in the past? You know, what's the portal like? You know, I think that we really should be asking all of these questions to make sure that it is the right thing for us, but also to your clientele might be so different than the other person who has that same product or service. I just think we need to be a little bit more considerate with our, you know, our vetting process when it comes to onboarding things into our space.
I agree, and I think you're really hitting the nail on the head when it comes to, you know, especially brows, because it's so, I mean, everything's important, let's be honest. Skin's important and stuff. But, you know, I have actually seen brows disfigured and horrendous things happening to a woman's brow. It's right on your face. It's front and center. You walk in and people are either going to be horrified, or they're going to, you know, they're going to create some sort of an impression. Like, first impressions count. And your brows are just, they're just so important. And we're not taught enough in diploma about how to work with a natural brow. Not because, you know, they left it out. They didn't have the system. So when I say that the True Brow system is the world's first true system from start to finish with the natural brow, I'm not kidding. I don't say that egoically, because I've worked my butt off to refine it and not to exploit it. It's been my, I would have to say it's been my life's work in a way, and for the last 20 years. And that's not a small thing. So it's not like I'm saying it because I think it's the best. The results show you it's the best in the world. You know, I've had even people that do all kinds of brow treatments, you know, and call themselves specialists will say you can always tell when it's a true brow. And recently I had someone actually in the beauty industry say that, oh, you know, they're not all that good. True Brand. It was so interesting because, you know, everyone's allowed to share their opinion. It's no problem. You're allowed to share your opinion. A person with a wise character and a depth of character will listen to people's opinions. Yes. But as you said, they're not going to make their decisions from them. So when that was written, for me, the first thing that comes up in me is to take care of my students that are on their learning curves. Because in True Brow, there's always a learning curve. There's the women that have been with us for years that are doing with the system the most beautiful brows in the world. And then there are girls that are coming up And their brows might not be the best, most beautiful in the world yet, but they're getting there. They're at that stage. And they're not, it's a guarantee if they follow the process, right? So to say something like that, you know, the world is full of people that say all kinds of things, but listen to opinions lightly when making decisions about your business, or you're making decisions really about TrueBrow. Mm-hmm. You know, and there's going to be, we've trained probably over 400 or 500 people in the last 10 years. Now, can you imagine going to the people that for some reason, you know, I'm not saying that every single person got there, right? Because things happen to people. They decide, oh, you know, their beliefs, their internal beliefs might stop them. They're afraid that they're never going to get there, and they shortcut their time. That can happen. Why would you go to someone like that and ask them? Why wouldn't you go to someone that's got 260 people on their wait list and say, how are you doing that? That's what I want. That's another thing, you know, that I think is really important. Go to the people that have made whatever you're looking for and you're trying to decide about a huge success. Because they're telling you, I did it the right way. This is it. Don't go looking for those people that for their own, it could be even just the way they're made. They're not going to succeed at certain things. You know, that does happen. Or for all different kinds of reasons, you know, we don't want to go to those people that kind of didn't make it or didn't, like, we can listen to them. But then let's go to the people that have really, really, really succeeded, and let's find out, how do we discern? So discernment is one of the most powerful things that a human being, it's a skill. It's really like an art that a business owner especially, but a human being in general, Tamara, needs to know how to discern. How do you discern what's true? You know, like how, like I'm running a dispensary course at the moment, which I started with in between COVID, you know, which helps beauty professionals. I used to do it in my salon, actually create their own dispensary products inside salons. So their own beauty brand, basically, of products, not private label. This is really quite specialized, and it's really quite a lot of fun. And I'm actually thinking of pushing it out into the whole industry, but that's another conversation. So, you know, even when we're looking at them, these particular girls that I've been, that have been part of my dispensary course, we were looking at suppliers. How do we discern when someone is an amazing supplier or when they're not? You know, it's the same. How do you discern when someone, you know, a course is really, you know, is really worth it? And a lot of the time we don't trust ourselves. You know, that's why we ask other people. Because I know that TrueBrow's got enough information on the website. I'm available, team's available, other people that have done it are available to talk to people about it. If you trust yourself and believe in you, you can't lose, no matter. You know what I mean? You really can't. So I think that sometimes we don't trust ourselves and we're looking outside of ourselves to find the answers. And you know deep down inside, you know, I think you get to a place where you can discern and you know, and then don't be afraid. Even if you're afraid, just step in and throw your heart and soul into it, and, yeah, then you really can't lose, you know.
Yeah, I love that. I'm wondering, sometimes people naturally possess talent when it comes to their craft. Can you learn the system of the natural brow, or is there an element where you have to have like this creative essence to be able to be an expert at it?
Oh, that's such a good question. All right. Well, let me just start by telling you that I draw stick figures, and that's the truth. I really do. I draw stick figures, and I'm proud of it. It's just how it is. Always been that way. Not very good ones either, actually. But, you know, no. The answer is no. You don't need everyone has creativity within them. Everyone has access to creativity. One of the things I love the most is that TrueBrow actually gives you that access when it comes to brows, because it's been created like that. Because that's how I accessed it. A person that does stick figures actually creates some of the most beautiful brows in the world. Wow, how does that happen? But I had to find that. in me. That's where the system came from. So absolutely not, to answer your question. You know, you don't. And sometimes even if you do, it's not that it's helpful. And I always say to everyone that comes to True Brass, forget everything you've learned about brows. Just try and just let it go. And come in with these beautiful, fresh eyes, you know, and really look at the material and the portal and how it's set out and the language, you know, that we use. What resonates inside of your heart when you're reading it, and you just think, oh, my gosh, this is unbelievable. Like, this is going into a brow in a way where I see it completely differently. It's like for the first time I'm seeing a woman's brow, and I've never been able to see that before. And I realize its power, and therefore I respect it. So True Brow is really something, you know, to do a brow on a woman's face. You don't look at her face shape. You know, just leave that alone. You don't go to YouTube and try and get some YouTuber to give you some hints and tips. You definitely don't look at someone that's sharing their work on the side, on the side, on the side, on the side. Go have a look at the brow. If you look at True Brow, you'll see most of the girls put their brows full front forward, and that's because that's where you see the change on the woman's face. Now, there are even people out there now that are offering 50% off to Photoshop your work. So the poor consumer is left with seeing things that are no longer real. I mean, someone said that to me, 50% off will Photoshop, you know, in, what was it, on Instagram or something. And I just looked at that and I thought, people are going to be doing that everywhere. They probably already are. So the consumer doesn't even know what she's really getting, because we don't even know who's using these people. And now you can. Some people might get really excited if they hear that and start looking for these people. But I suggest you don't do that, right? Don't do that. I think if they're listening to the podcast here, I don't think they'll be doing that.
No.
Don't do that. Such a lack of authenticity and integrity. And you know, then it's the same, again, it's the same thing. The consumer, that poor woman that's going to lie in your bed, she matters. And for me, she matters more than anything. And that's why I went backwards. I reverse engineered my education. She, as the key, most important human being, you know, as far as True Brow is concerned. And then I reverse engineered. I thought, okay, how does she get protected? And how do I create these incredible professionals? You know, how do they create like a business where she is on a pedestal, this woman, and she'll never leave them? So their client retention is really high. I mean, they just have extraordinary businesses because there's so much integrity and authenticity, not only in the system itself, that's a part of it, but it's the strategy. It's the strategic business model. You know, like you might ask many beauty professionals, what's your business model? And they'll say, oh, I don't know. I didn't know when I first started. I never thought I had to have a business model. What is that? What do you mean? What are you talking about? I go, I do clients, they come, my phone rings, and I get going, right? Which is a sweetness and an innocence in that, really. But without a business model, you don't have a real and true business. So you have to make a decision on what the business model is. And for True Brow, you know, we have that all strategized. So you come in and you're not only learning the world's most beautiful brows skills for the natural brow, and then additionally the bonus is the restoration and the transformation, all of those things that make you stand out. It's more than that. You know, you're actually given for free. You don't pay for the mentoring. You don't pay for the coaching. You don't pay for the strategy. That is what we've accumulated and created over all these years. It's just gifted to you, basically. So all you pay for is your brow skill. You do a 12-month program, you pay for that, and then that's how you move forward and start creating something really beautiful, you know, which I think in this day and age you have to have something exceptional to stand out. It's not a machine, right? It's not a trend. It's not a fad that comes and goes. It's something exceptional. And I think also one of the most powerful things with true brow is it doesn't matter what the world does. If the world goes into thinner brows, we're all about design. We'll nail it. You know, it's fine. Do you want to go thinner? No problem. You know, what do you want for your natural brow? The design is what matters. Now, we would never do really thin brows, just purely because why would we? But the reality of it is that we're never going to be out of fashion, right? Because we're never going to be a fad or a trend, because we're not dealing with what the magazine covers are telling us, celebrities are telling us. How's a celebrity going to direct your beauty? Are you serious that we even let that happen, or your client's beauty? It's kind of crazy, isn't it? We go even as far as celebrities even tell us who to vote for. But the point is, that's craziness. Isn't it? Like, does that just do your head in? I just kind of think, hang on a minute, you know, no, thanks. You know, I'm not going to just follow that. What's best for my client? And what can I actually give her? Maybe I have to work a little harder, and then it becomes easier because I'm so wildly in demand. It's a piece of cake, my business. But initially I might have to go through a few, you know, oh, I can't do it. And I, you know, you've got support, you get help, but you do get it. You know, it's, you know what I love the most is in our community, when people just all of a sudden it clicks, it's like, bam, awesome, they've got it. And they're just like, oh, I can't believe what just happened. I just got it, you know. And it happens all the time. You know, they're learning. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, it just dawns on them, because it's almost you actually have a brow coach that's assigned to you forever, for as long as you want. So you have them for 12 months, you come in, and then you pay a subscription, and you continue to have your brow, your brow coach. Anytime you have a brow and you think, I've got no idea what to do with that, there's your brow coach waiting to show you exactly and say, this is what you're not seeing. That's how important brows are to us, you know. Kind of crazy, isn't it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, it frames the whole entire face. And, you know, I've been watching my son, who's now 9 months old, because he's born in the era of masks, right? And so he's learning the facial expressions just from seeing the eyes. And, you know, it's been really prevalent to me how much, you know, expression we have in the eyes. And I guess when we have, you know, watching him look at a woman who's done their brows and who's not done their brows, he gets a little bit confused when somebody hasn't, because he's like, hang on, how do I decipher what this emotion is, versus when somebody has quite, you know, prominent brows, or they've done their brows, he can so much easily more pick up on that expression. So it's really interesting, actually, quite fascinating.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? I never really thought of that. You know, one of my students in North Dakota, she's been with us 6 years now, she's a beautiful girl, and she used a term that I loved, where she spoke about the emotion in a brow. I never ever thought of that, really, you know, to use that word, but it was so beautiful. And what you're saying, Tamara, is actually like that, isn't it? It's it's like what you're saying is that he's recognizing the emotion of a human being and responding to that in one way through, you know, the eyebrow is such a big thing, and the eyes. I mean, I love in a way that our eyes are so important now, you know, because there's so much beauty. And when they said that the eyes are the windows to the soul, well, then what does that really make the eyebrow, you know? And I look, sometimes eyebrows can make people look fairly scary, unapproachable, you know, not completely polished or complete in a way, you know, and to see that shift from in 60 minutes, you know, in 60 minutes time when someone does a true brow design with a true brow specialist, that's incredible. To see that complete shift, you've changed the whole person. Like, literally, that's actually what's actually happened. It's unbelievable. And see, a lot of people don't see what's behind the scenes with true brow, like the works in progress, because we don't share them, because and they're not ready yet. So sometimes it can take 6 months for a brow to be ready to be shared. And it's really tough on our girls sometimes, because they're so excited, they want to share it. But know how many people follow, beauty professionals follow true brow specialists, you know, to pick up a tip here or there, but you can't learn it like that.
Mm.
Doesn't matter how much you follow them. You just, you know, we have girls that follow people for 3 years and then say, oh, coming, I just have to do this. I just have to do it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's really important is that behind the scenes, no, there's so much going on.
Mm.
Like in our live, like this, you know, like we're also doing an audio, but we're on video too because we love to see each other when we chat. it's really like it's like this. We have brows on the screen, and we use so many tools that, you know, our team finds so that we can actually really work with the brow. And one of the things that our specialists find as their businesses are growing and is that they will, a lot of women will come that sort of don't go to brow people very much. You know, they've sort of stayed away because their brows are really sort of compromised or damaged or naturally not so gorgeous. And so all of a sudden they get really tough brows. So they need the support and the help. And that's where behind the scenes, the coaching classes are just like, we're having a break, for example. Over Christmas, we have a 4-week break on our classes. And it's actually really hard for everyone, especially me. You know, I love my brow coaching classes that I do every week. And once upon a time, I used to do 5 a week.
Wow.
5 hours. And that was almost like 99% of the education. So, you know, the huge part of the education is your live brow coaching class every week.
Mm.
You can do one, you can do 2. We get girls, some girls, they should be sleeping. They don't even need to because there's enough classes to go around. But they'll wake up at 2 in the morning, 1 o'clock in the morning, 3 in the morning, 4. And I'm thinking, what? I know that they're somewhere, you know. And I'm saying to them, what time is it, you know? Mm. And they'll say, oh, it's 2 in the morning. I'm saying, go back to bed, you know. But they just don't want to miss their classes. They love them so much, which to me is like, unbelievable. I can't even comprehend that. I wouldn't get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. these girls are amazing. You know, they just love their craft. The beautiful word you used tomorrow. Mm. It's so beautiful. Like they love their craft. And it is it's an art, you know, and it's a little bit like playing tennis. You know, when you get really good at it, you just keep, you love it more and more, don't you? Like when you're not that good at something, you know, there are learning curves. Anything that is that special is going to have a learning curve. But so what? You know, you get over the little speed bumps and, you know, the little bumps in the road and then you're a new person. You're doing something really worthwhile. And I think that's really what, you know, True Brow is about. That's why people say that it changes their life because it changes them, changes their mindset, the way that they deal with fearful thoughts, the way that they deal with thoughts of not being good enough. They don't have competition anymore.
Mm.
You know, that was one thing I loved so much that was a surprise to me is that a lot of beauty professionals stay up at night, you know, they're up at night wondering about what the salon around the corner is doing or and then they get into discounting and awful things like that that don't serve them. They reduce their prices. One of the things that was a real surprise to me when I was in my salon is that I had no competition in my own mind. Just left because I didn't. So I think that one of the things that really frees the girls up is that there is no longer competition because they're doing something so, so beautiful, even if there's a few of them in the same area, because everyone has their flavour. See, True Brow is one of the most freeing brow systems or systems for the natural brow because you will bring your own flavor to it. I literally can tell whose brow is whose. So I can say, oh, that's Kelsey's brow in Iowa. Well, that's, you know, Jay's brow in New South Wales. Or that's Angela's brow in Western Australia. I literally can tell the difference from the specialists that come in because their flavor always comes through. This is not a cookie cutter system. So it doesn't matter how many you have in one location. Everyone's got their sweet little beautiful sort of like flavor, which I really, really love. Yeah.
And Al, you know, I think that, you know, you're onto something here. I feel like the beauty industry comes round and round, as does fashion. And now we're seeing like big, bold, fluffy brows. And, you know, I feel like the skinny, thin 90s brow may come back, even though people will probably cringe at me saying that. But I think you're totally right. When we just look at the face, we look at the principles of the design, we look at what is true, you know, to just aesthetically pleasing, which is just what we were naturally born with. And if we can restore and repair that, then I think we're on the money. So thank you so much for coming and having a chat with me today. It's always a pleasure. And of course, we'll pop in the show notes all of the things about True Brow if people want to catch up with you after the fact.
Oh, that would be lovely. Yeah, and it's also important for girls to just feel comfortable to reach out, have a strategy call, see if they're a fit. And if you're not a fit, you know, that's okay. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything about you. It doesn't mean anything about us. But I want to say one last thing, Tamara. I really want to say is what we were talking about before. Be discerning. Do your due diligence about any brand. And anyone that is so quick to put a brand down, I would really be wary of that. And, you know, I have some insider information I'm not going to share. But I can tell you now, to protect you, anyone that is so quick to share bad news about another brand and doesn't have even a tiny little bit of respect around that and their words, I would just take a step back and take a breath, do your due diligence, and thank them. And sometimes people have really bad experiences. Don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. You know, go to the people that have been hugely successful with certain brands. I'm not just talking about True Brow here, I'm talking about anyone, because I think there's a real principle in this, Tamara, for the industry. Bad news travels fast, and some people always have bad experiences. They actually look for them. You know, we've got a lot of different types of people in the world, but you do your own due diligence. And you know, I think that this is a lot about someone that can do that. They can listen, but they still go looking and they still explore. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I love what you do. I'm going to tell you that. I love what you do in your podcasts. I love your authenticity, your integrity, and what you're teaching everyone here over and over and over and reinforcing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much, Al. Really appreciate that.
We're lucky to have you. I'll say it again, just in case you didn't hear me the last one.
Oh, likewise.
We are. Thanks, darling, so much. Thank you, everybody.
Well, how is that? I think whether you're trend-based or not, the principles of the face stand true every single time. And as Elle said, the eyes are the window to the soul. So perhaps then the eyebrows are the windowsill, and we should be framing the face based around that. Of course, you can find out more from Elle and Beauté Industry over on the gram. So if you've loved today's episode or just want to share it with somebody else who might like to listen, please do tag us over on the gram at Beauté Industry. And if you'd like to hear from another specific guest or another specific trend or topic, please do let us know by coming into my DMs at Tamara Reid Beauté. Until next time, stay connected.